It was a hot afternoon in July when my education in Alabama backyard wildlife began. We had just moved from an apartment into our new suburban home, and my 2-year-old and I were playing in the backyard. She was happily checking out all the new trees, bushes, and stones. I was savoring the fact that I didn't need a car or extra Huggies to take her to a nice place to play. But my reverie was cut short when I noticed this enormous wasp, hornet, bee thing roaring around the yard. Worse, this bird-sized bug seemed eager to make our acquaintance. Fatherly instinct kicking in, I put myself between my daughter and the winged invader and nudged her away from its airspace. That de-escalated things for a moment, until I realized the monster was hovering intently over a small hole not 3 steps from our back door. It held motionless in the air, allowing me to take a closer look as my daughter chased the ball I tossed in the opposite direction. Further examination did not allay my fears. Most wasps I'd seen had that spindly, alien, segmented body. This thing was a linebacker. If normal wasps had necks, this one wouldn't have. And its thick body ended in a curved stinger that looked downright fatal. I could feel eons of evolution at work in my gut, practically shouting, "That thing's dangerous." But my daughter was having so much fun. I didn't want to let this bullet-shaped UFO chase us off our own yard. All I had at my disposal were a plastic kitty picnic table and a scratched-up frisbee. But thankfully, invention is sometimes a timely child of necessity. So I pulled the frisbee across my body, lined up the enemy, and backhanded that bug like I was Roger Federer. It felt and sounded like I'd actually smacked a tennis ball. I ran 30 feet to where it landed, where I witnessed a miniature horror movie unfold. This Rocky Balboa of wasps was getting itself up out of the grass and ready to fly. That's when real fear of a serious sting kicked in. I stomped the monster hard 4 or 5 times before it finally stopped moving. Feeling content that I might have spared my daughter, and maybe myself, a horrible sting, I thought that was the end of it. But over the next 2 days, 2 more flying fortresses made appearances, each hovering at the same spot, right by our door. I took them out with the same frisbee backhand, but when a third harbinger of God knows what appeared, I began to wonder, did I have a serious problem brewing here? Or did I really need to be killing these scary but impressive creatures? What if their frightening appearance was just one of nature's mimic strategies when an animal just looks like something super fierce? Internet, here I come. After a good hour of searching through bug mugshots, I finally spotted my suspects at a site called, fittingly enough, whatsthatbug.com. Turns out the perps were cicada killer wasps. These things paralyze cicadas with a sting, haul them up a tree to get some altitude, and then glide to their burrows where they deposit the victim in a chamber with an egg. It also turns out that the male wasps are not trying to kill you when they dive bomb you. Surprise, surprise, the males are checking to see if you're something they can mate with. They actually can't sting. The females can, but they aren't considered especially dangerous. In other words, don't step on them barefoot, but don't run off in a blind panic either. And now for the moral of the story. Not long ago, I started a small off-season vegetable garden. Some of the parsley and pole beans are doing well. But soon after I killed the wasps, something slowly gnawed away many of my sprouts. I hate to say it, but I suspect it was cicadas.